Hi, this is Polly McCord. I am the Graduate Research Librarian at the University of the Incarnate Word in San Antonio, Texas. Incarnate Word is a small, private, liberal arts college with a population of about 10,000 students. I work the reference desk, offer instruction, workshops, and consultations for graduate students, and I chair the library's marketing committee. I have served on the Amigos board for the past 3 years, and it has been a real pleasure. It has enabled me to better understand all that Amigos offers its members and given me the opportunity to participate in expanding our membership. The board remains excited about our merger with MLINK and all the possibilities it brings to all of our members. Having worked in a variety of library settings, I know how vital Amigos can be to a library. I think we have all heard "do more with less" too often, and I understand how stretched library budgets can be. In the best interest of a library and its patrons, libraries need to continue to share resources and develop programs while serving growing populations of users despite budget constraints. Amigos is an essential component to keeping libraries ahead of the curve. I believe Amigos' efforts can be relevant and beneficial to libraries of all sizes, librarians serving all kinds of populations, and librarians at all points of their careers. In addition to my experience in academic libraries, one very large and one rather small, I have also worked in special libraries and in public libraries. I started in a small public library serving rural areas and worked in a large urban public library, and also directed operations as a solo librarian in a government agency library. I believe I bring a unique perspective to the board because my career has not been spent in one place. As Amigos continues to evolve, it needs directors who are creative in meeting new challenges for all the libraries it serves. My first term on the board was quite eventful. We sold the building in which our offices are headquartered and negotiated staying on as tenants. It made sense to sell the aging building, and it gave us a little extra cash to move forward. We merged with MLINK, bringing new staff, new directors, and new members into the organization. During my year as treasurer, the board felt that Amigos was in a stronger financial position than it had been in a number of years and decided to use that improvement to increase free member benefits, including the RDA toolkit and online conferences. In every discussion, the main question has been, will this benefit our members? It has been an honor to serve on the board for the past 3 years, and I hope you will allow me to continue the work for another term.